The Lord is good. Well, I'll tell you, He's very special.
Amen.
Learn to trust Him more and more for the amazing things He does. My remembrance of me in Korea, like you said, I was all different than everybody else. And I said, but I never forced myself into nobody. He said, no, you never did. Never did. No. I've never been one of those type, you know, but the club of my hand or nothing. I just tried to have living. One time in my life, and I ring and say that I was an overcomer was in the Army. 3 years. I walked right straight in the narrow way all the time. I see a lot of other people didn't, though. I never did say them. I just tried to help them. I thought, oh, well, most of men are probably gone. They're facing eternity. That's what's really been tugging my heart is where are people going to be in eternity? Because it is coming. And God's God. He has the supreme voice. And the Lord's been really telling me, showing me about the churches. I mean, I've been pretty well right on. Our endeavor, it's never been for getting closer to God. It's always been doing the work of God. There's all people who want to do the work of God, but they don't really do it by His direction. They just read this, and I come up with the Lord was speaking to me this morning about denominations. How it'd be like me making a denomination on, you got to have a caterpillar in your backyard. Now, that's a bunch of hoy, because it wouldn't fit nobody, probably. But that's why we've done it. And the Lord said, we've made it a personalized, that's what it is. When it's bigger than that, when it's bigger, gigantic. I mean, that isn't even this makes the Lord sort of sick. Because we just take this, He had one have offered us this wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. All this, and then we don't grow in it. You know, you have a vineyard out here, you got to make it where it grows. You know, that's what the vineyard's for. Grapes, hopefully. Grain field, just for getting wheat. Now I can see that people really, really need to seek God. Oh, I feel His presence. Glory to God. I feel His presence. Glory to God. Go, Brother Cliff. Go. Boy, I feel His presence.
Thank you for joining us in the living room on this beautiful Sunday morning. Just think, in heaven, how wonderful it is. We have problems down here, but God's preparing for us a city, and we're looking for that glorious city.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Thank you, Father, for your anointing, Brother Freedom. Thank you, Lord, for touching us. Anoint our hearts. Change us. Make us what would be pleasing to you. We just ask you for your mighty move upon our listeners, upon us here too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Psalm 39, verse 1. It says, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Then in Ephesians, the second chapter, starting in verse 1, it says, And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Then in 1 John, the second chapter, starting in verse 15, it says, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Hallelujah.
And verse 20 says, But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Then starting in verse 27, But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Then in 2 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 4, it says, Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Then once more, Psalm 39, verse 1 says, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your presence that we're already feeling. Lord, we put our trust in you and in your holy word and in your mighty Holy Spirit. We need your anointing, Lord God, and we feel it already, and Brother Freedom has felt it already, Lord, and we thank you for the fulfillment of that beginning, Lord, that you're going to carry us through this service, Lord. That's the way you've always done it, and we put our trust in you, Lord. We praise you for it. We thank you for your anointing upon Brother Freedom, and we pray against any hindrance in his body, Lord, anything that would cause him trouble, in Jesus' name, Lord, and we pray that you would open the way for him to speak words from heaven that would reach through the internet to touch everybody who hears, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We praise you, Father, for this another day that we can learn more about you, that we can draw closer to you. Thank you for your fulfilling of your promises and for your word that promises so many things, but especially that you would be with us always, even to the ends of the earth. Thank you for your presence here this morning. Thank you for your touch on Brother Freedom. Thank you for healing him, anointing him, and helping him to feel your wonderful presence today and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. You're worthy of our praises. You're worthy of our honor. And Father, help us remember that we have to be some kind of conditioned to do that. We can't honor you if we're in sin. We cannot honor you if we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. All these wonderful things have conditions. And we as your people, that we should look daily at our vessel, because our vessel can bring forth a blessing, or we can bring forth curses just in our lives before we live. Father, I just pray that fulfillment will be made this day. I pray that my voice will be clear enough where people all over the world can understand what I'm saying. Touch your people in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Heal them. Have mercy upon them. Oh Lord, because you have a wonderful blessing that's coming, that we can't even understand, we can't even fathom, we don't understand it, but it's there, it's for us, because we're your children. Father, let this message go today. They'll realize you're closer than any of our flesh and blood. You're closer than life itself, because you are real, and you're forever faithful. And we thank you again. We pray for the anointing. We pray for, thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son, that you sent, that we could be saved, how you gave him, and let him be offered for that sacrifice. After he rose and set captivity free, hell and all that, he brought power to the believers. And he just didn't give them stop there. He offered that he would send forth the Holy Spirit, would guide us, live with our, abide with us until the day that you remove us from this earth. Father, what a wonderful process you have for us. Lord, it's beyond understanding. It's great. It's marvelous. And Father, we receive it this day with gladness. We pray that you'll bless this day, bless these words. In Jesus' name, amen. God made this earth. There's nothing wrong with the world. It's what's in the world. But God made the earth to be a housing, a place that mankind could live in their years of their life and make a fulfillment to him, or live into a decade of like most of the world is. They don't even understand anything about it. They don't even think about it. And a lot of people say, I don't want to think about that because that's I'm just to accept Jesus, and that's all. I'm going to go any farther than that. Well, when we sit in eternity for a million years, maybe by then we get thinking about it. Because it's very serious. It's not a play game. It's not a myth. It's not something someone just hatched up. It's real. All of God's facts are true. He made the world. All the end of it is everything is in it. It's by him. It's because he wanted a family. So if Adam and Eve came, and they even failed him. His new kids were failing right at the beginning. So at that time, then he had made us where we lived, made us a living soul. There was no death at that time. But after they sinned, then sin brought forth death. And when that started, then, as we say, even Cain and Abel, Cain killed his own brother. And it's been murders ever since. It's been all these adulterous problems. But where we're at is a climate. Our boundaries are where we are as God has directed them. That where we live at today, He directs it. We got to accept that. We got to live in this world in such a way that we're not really desiring it. It's just there. It's just a home. Because what it represents is evil that's in this world. We can go through this world, but we got to be partakers of the Lord continuously. Because there's something satanic that draws away our spiritual life and drains us. Drains our energies that God has put in us. And pretty soon we're lifeless. We're without hope. We don't have no strength. And then we become sick, intolerable. We don't understand because we're blinded. It's like in Haiti, these rats could get out there. They'd get a couple of little babies and eat their legs off at night. Baby wouldn't know nothing the next morning. Then they'd be screaming. They had a something in their body that actually numbed that. And that's what Satan does us. When we don't stay close enough to the Lord, then we get numb. We get a darkness, a blindness. It offsets. And we think we're all right. When all the time our legs are being cut off, all of our life lines to the Lord's been cut off, and God made us that we might be a free and living soul forever. And the only way we can do it by staying on God all the time, walking in victory all the time, walking in God's promises. Oh, praise Him and love Him, feeling the presence of God, feeling that healing touch, the agape power that flows to heaven. Without it, we are missing it. We walk in self, and self dissolves things too. Self takes away our first love. Oh, I talked to a person the other day. They're a Christian. And I said, you know what? I believe it. The church has lost first love. And the man says, the wife says, yes, I believe it too. I know it's true. Because we got to struggle with that all the time. We, each one of us, we're not too big. Say, Lord, you need to help me this day. I made it in a world that, or back in this world, the principality of the air. That second chapter of Ephesians. We've all been there. We walk the cares of this world. The principality of the air, he is in this world. There's nothing wrong with the world. It's just who occupies it. He's here, and with God's people, we have to have enough of God that we can offset him. But we haven't got enough of God in us to offset him. We can't go down to the hospital and say, command the sick to come over. Because we have not only a few that feel that way. We got doctors. We got lots. Well, that's fine, because that's the system where we're at. But God's system is eternal life, eternal power, eternal correction. He is without any fault. Our governments would rise and shine without have problems. But we go on our way and we get sent, and then we're out here as a dictator in a country. We make war on someone else. Pretty soon we got wars going. So it's been from the time to now. But because of the evilness, just like this world has changed, that changes more and more for the enemy. When I was a little boy, there wasn't even running water, no TV. We got everything now. We got computers. We got everything you want. We go to Las Vegas and gamble all you want. You can do everything you want to do. You can do all the sinful things, and people just love it. Oh, they can't get enough of that. Oh, I just love to go down here, go to the casino. I just love this. I'm talking how the world talks. I don't love it, but that's the way the world is. And pretty soon they're broke. They have no hope. Some commit suicide. And Satan sits back and just slices that. Oh, God, I just got another one. Got another one. See, the churches were to be that strength that God had in this hour, that they would come against the lawlessness, come against the wrong deals. But they're not there. They never taught their people that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They had taught them to call on me, and I will answer them and show them great and mighty things that they know not. Forsake the way of the world. They have not forsaken the way of the world. We're to forsake the ways of this world and draw nigh to God. It's an opposite. God's here to supernaturally help us, but we're so blinded by darkness, we feel nothing. We're numb. See, well, God wants our senses to be enlightened. Oh, praise God. Put on that blessed hope, that glorious appearance. God's here to arise us to a heavenly calling. He's here to help us that we might attain a level that will be above reproach. Whereby He's given us great and precious promises that we might be partakers
of what his divine nature. What's his divine nature? Power. It's the opposite of Satan. But we take on, most Christians take on the power of darkness. Bible says, be not deceived. For God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall reap. You take on darkness, you're going to produce darkness. We got to walk in the ability of God the Father, God the Son, God the... God's got glorious battalions of angels. Chariots, hundreds of thousands. And one of them could take on the whole United States Army. God's that powerful. Who do we think we are? Actually, God's allowed us to live here on earth what time we live, even when we're a sinner. So through his grace, the sun shines, the rain comes. Look out the trouble. God's showing him how he can play hardball. This day I heard about in South America, the zoos down there can't keep the critters, the animals, they're too hot, can't keep them cooled off. In Europe, elephants are having to freeze their trunks off. Such opposites of things that happen. It's God. They don't see God. Oh, whoa, something's happening. No, it's God. He controls all things. I'll guarantee you, he controlled me for the second. When that girl was going to die that morning, he says, it's going to happen within 3 hours. 3 hours, I've seen it. I witnessed it. When I was going through the forest in the vehicle, I said, stop right now, that tree's going to fall. And he said, I don't see nothing. I said, back up. I grabbed it. I said, back up. I mean, back up. And what he did, that fell right on top of us. These people say that God, oh, he's very knowing the time. He knows the time. He's very merciful. He wants us because he wants us to live eternally with him. He don't want to have to put away his creation. How it must make you feel. He put this creation of people, thousands of them. It says hell hath enlarged itself for the men in the crowd. Oh, come and see them. He gave his only son. This would not happen. But we played church. We played church. Tell people, hey, just come like you are. It's okay. You don't have to do nothing else. Oh, it's a bunch of hogwash. Hogs who do better than that. I'm getting very, maybe I'll take my life, but I don't care. It's terrible when you cause people to fall. God says they're going to cause us to live. They're two opposites. And I know some of these people, I've seen wrong spirits in churches. I've seen how nasty people get. They get up sarcastic. And ever since I'm a little boy, have going through in different denominations. Pastor get upset, the church get upset, anger, and all the confusion. Bible says, well, there's confusion, there's every evil work. Let's wake up. We're in confusion all the time. Yeah, we need to wake up and get God's, need to bring revival. But nobody wants revival. Maybe that's too, oh, don't say that. Oh, boy, that's a bad word here. See, they're trying to, what they're doing, they're just denying that God exists. Our president's doing that, denies God exists. It irks me because of the way he acts about it. God's God. He is reverent. He is no evil in him. There's no evil thought. That's why we can't have to approach him on holiest ways. Jesus came that we might be that middle ground that talks about the breaking down the middle ground. Because you can't touch God. He's pure. But he wants to. One day we will. For some, there needs to be a lot more too. Enjoy it now and enjoy it then. If you have it your way now, you're going to have it their way then. You're going to miss it. God has a way through the cross of Jesus Christ, by the blood of the cross that Jesus died upon Calvary, that we can be saved and be spared and live forever and ever and ever. It's got conditions, though. All prophecy, I'm saying this by God, has conditions. The Lord just prophesied to Israel, but they didn't take heed. That word, take 39, I'm going to take heed to what I say. We need to wake up our minds and shake it. It's time to wake up. Knowing the time. Now it's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation near, not nearer than we believe. The day is at hand. What to say? Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness and put on the whole armor of light. Not no halfway. It's God's way is always. It's pure. Everything else that Satan has is mixtures of, that's what makes it so nasty. It's mixtures. It's got sin in it. Sin spoils the broth. Sin makes everything of no profit. Adam and Eve, when the sin came in, God had to chase them out of the Garden of Eden.
When sin gets the world, God has to chase us out too. He has a way. He wants us to come to Him. Brother Freedom's nothing. I want you to out there think I am the bottom of the coal. I don't know why He chose me. But praise God, I'm for Him all the way. I'll stand by myself if needs to be. I'm for God. He is God. He is real. People say, well, you're still sickly. Oh, yeah, don't make no difference. God made it this way because some of you out there are sick too. You need to work out your salvation like He forced me to do just to live. But this is not my eternal rest. This is just here while I'm resting here till I get there. That's my permanent deal up there. My permanent address is up there. This is just a temporal. This is just for a few days. Up there is for millions of years. Oh, come on, Sheena, walk up to the Son of God. Oh, walking through the streets of Jerusalem. I'm going to be a king or a priest in Jerusalem. You can be too. I mean, we're going to work for Jesus for 1,000 years. What a wonderful deal. I don't mean deal. I'm saying that deal because people understand it. It's a blessing to serve God. I thought about in Korea. I talked to my friend Myron the other day. I said, learned the Lord really, really in Korea before I didn't even know the Holy Spirit then. But I seen things happen. It was just happy God's divine power. Shells wouldn't explode. I don't know. God just special. It's sort of something to see though, all this when that's going on like that. I mean, you're so busy. That's what the Lord's been telling me, why we got to keep our minds stayed on Him, because you get in busyness like we see there in Korea, your mind is on what you're looking at. I seen napalm going down and people inside of it, you know, and shells coming in and all that kind of stuff. But we have to realize that God's here to enable us to be a blessing. But our minds have got something. When we're watching a problem, it takes us off of the eyes. Now, what I'm saying, I'm coming up to a focus point. It's got to know it and learn something. We can get so engrossed in the newspaper, and there's nothing wrong with the newspaper, but we can get so engrossed in TV, even though we're Christians. There's a problem, because when Jesus comes, He's coming for those that's looking for His coming. And if we're so off over here, we may miss it. Apostle Paul said He's coming for those looking for His coming. It says it two or three different places. That means physically, you're going to be doing other things, but you're not going to be just so condensed in something that you forget about the Lord. You're not going to just forget about Him. You're not going to just put Him on the back shelf and say, hey, I'm too busy over here thinking about the problems. Those problems come because of that. God doesn't make it real easy on us. It's like I'm sick here. I mean, He makes it where you have to struggle, because He'll go struggle with you. He'll be with you through the times of testing, that you might be a profitable and an obedient child of Him. God is so special. I thought about that yesterday when they sent that. I said, thank You, Father, for sending it to me. Now I felt the Spirit of God just all over me. God just does little things that's so wonderful. The Lord just said, drive around it one more time and it'll be right there for you. Get down there, it is. I just like the weight upon God. He makes it so easy. Myself, it gets so hard. And He's ever so special in all the areas that we walk in. But the First John, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. See, this in our life is very profitable. The world can't have it because it knows Him not. But you can have Him. It's like a God's given you an inside, like a chip. Well, it's not from the world. It's from the Lord. You have an unction. He don't even have to say that. You just know it. It's deeper than Him speaking. And then also, but the anointing which you received of Him abideth in you, and you need not any man to teach you, but as that same anointing teaches you is of all things, and as truth, He never lies, and there is no lie, and even as He taught you, ye shall abide in Him. See, a lot of people want to throw this Bible out, those pages out of this Bible. It's the sin. It's the caddius of the Bible. It's the power. Come a sheet of oakumus. A poor boy like me can say that, and God touches me. I can have a college education and miss heaven. Better have God's instruction. He never fails. We need God to help us daily, every day. Because in ourselves, we can't reach Him. Jesus takes what He did upon the cross, and it takes us, even we want to get our prayers answered, we got to come humbly
boldly but humbly to the foretelling grin of God. And God will hear and answer prayers. A lot of people's prayers are not answered because they're not staying where they should stay. I pray that God will bless you all this day in a mighty way. I pray that He'll rearrange your life and you might profit from this day as a vessel of honor for the Lord Jesus Christ. That God would deliver you, and there will be no shame. In Revelation talks about that our covering would be naked for our shame. And a lot of people are going to be covered when God sees that they got their covering has got holes in it. And that opens up the shame. God can't reach us. And the enemy sits back there and just laughs at us. He just loves to do us in. But God's here to speak to us in a very tender way. His eye is over the righteous and His ears open the cry. If you call on Him, He will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not. Also, I'd like to conclude that God, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, showing Himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward Him. If we want to be perfected, God's going to help us that we can stay in perfection. The Bible says in Ephesians, the edifying the perfecting of the saints. But see, Bible teachers are saying, throw that all out. But it's very vital for perfecting the saints. For the work of the ministry, the five-fold ministry is in season. They say it's gone. The prophet, the apostle, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor. And then the helps. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet himself he judgeth no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that we might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. Which things he used to speak, not the words which man's wisdom teaches us, but with the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you this day. Touch your heart in a very special way in Jesus' name. Let there be healing in the ranks of God's people this day. Let there be amazing healing, power. Oh, seek it this day and you shall live. Call upon it. God will minister to you. He'll touch you. He'll touch you in a very special way. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. By God bless you. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Spiritual with spiritual. That's what Brother Freedom's been sent to awake you to what is truly spiritual. Get your mind on what's correct. God bless you.